The above-ground storage tank section of the state DEP's website isn't fully complete. Some pages are still under construction. But for now, members of the public have access to some pretty important information. First, you can find the language of Senate Bill 373, the Above-Ground Storage Tank and the Public Water Supply Safety Acts. The bill was written in response to the January 9th chemical spill that contaminated the drinking water for more than 300,000 West Virginians. The site also contains links to organizations that create standards for tanks, definitions of terms, and contacts at the agency who deal with tank policy. What you can't find, however, are specific regulations for above-ground storage tanks in West Virginia because, well, they just don't exist yet. Scott Mandarola, director of the DEP's Division of Water and Waste Management, told a legislative committee last week they're in the process of writing those new regulations, which must be approved by the legislature during the 2015 session. But before they complete the new rules, Mandarola says the DEP is reaching out to stakeholders and members of the public for their input on what should be included. Those comments are fully accessible on the DEP's site, which is a result of many of the public comments themselves.
One piece of information we've gotten quite a bit of from both individuals and some groups is to have it a very open and transparent process and to post those comments, all the comments that we're receiving, out on the website.
The site contains comments from more than 60 individuals, 20 organizations, and 16 businesses. Many of the public comments and some from organizations were very similar in nature and even format. The West Virginia Rivers Coalition provided a template for multiple grassroots organizations like Friends of Water and the West Virginia Citizen Action Group, who then passed them on to members. Those comments asked for transparency in the process, the closing of regulatory loopholes, and adequate fees to cover the administrative costs of creating a regulatory program. Cindy Ashworth of Morgantown wrote a letter on her own describing her visit to a Charleston hospital to see a family member during the spill. Ashworth described what looked like a ghost town, but says she was able to return home shortly after and get back to life as usual. That didn't mean, however, she didn't feel the need to speak out.
You know, a lot of people were inconvenienced, but a lot of people were seriously, seriously affected. And that can happen in any community in our state. And it happens through lax regulation and lax enforcement, and we're all vulnerable. So I felt a real strong need to say something.
Ashworth says the DEP's act of seeking comment on the regulations suggests they are moving in the right direction toward fixing that lax culture. Many comments from business and industry representatives asked the DEP to consider regulatory programs they are already subject to when writing their new rules to avoid a duplicative process that could harm business. For example, the West Virginia Coal Association called any further rules to regulate tanks at mine sites unnecessary and said additional regulations would only confuse and frustrate the agency's ability to carry out its current inspection process. The Independent Oil and Gas Association commented increased compliance costs associated with regulations, like fees for signs on tanks, could outweigh the profits at some drilling sites and cause a loss in production. And CONSOL Energy noted a need for an extension of the October 1st deadline to have all tanks registered, saying some industries have thousands of tanks to inventory. Senate Bill 373 requires the tank registration process to begin on June 6th, which Mandarola says they will be ready for.
That information gained from the registration is crucial information in creating these rules, regulations, fees associated with the legislation that was passed here. So that information is critical for us to understand how to proceed with the rules.
The DEP is asking tank owners who are not already registered in its electronic permitting or electronic submission system to go ahead and create a username on their site to streamline the process. Not sure if your tank will be affected by the new rules and regulations? The DEP also has an online quiz available to see if your tank falls under the guidelines of Senate Bill 373. You can find links to both resources on our website, wvpublic.org.